Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain.
All right, I want to play a few key clips here that are very important. I'm going to come back from break and go right to your phone calls. And then I did find all my articles about the global ID and the rest of it and how they're implementing it. And how to stop it. So I want to let you know what's going to happen if you do put up with it. If you let them put the chains on, things don't get better. But here's a few people fighting back. Here's a clip where a mother explains that they're not going to mask their children anymore. Clip 9. And then we also have folks fighting back and getting their exemption because they have natural immunity, which is 13 times better on average. And it's totally criminal to try to make somebody do something on top of them when they already have natural immunity. Here it is.
My name is Terry Boyd. You see my shirt, it says Mama, and I'm a mama bear. I know there's a lot of mamas there here tonight, and no one's going to mess with our cubs.
That's right.
So you know. I'm a resident of Encinitas, born and raised San Diegan, and tonight I'm simply here to tell you to unmask our children. We're done begging. In fact, we're done asking for permission.
That's right.
We are going to be unmasking our children today.
That's right.
The pandemic is over. The parents are done. We're done asking you, public servants, for permission. We are done. You can all wear your masks. In fact, you can wear 2 masks and 3 masks. You can wear gloves. You can have plexiglass. You can do whatever you need to do to keep you safe. But we, the parents, believe we have a choice for our children. And I don't know who you think you are that you think that you have more of a say than us, the parents, mm-hmm. and our doctors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who any of you think you are. I really don't.
Sure.
It ends today.
That's right.
We are declaring our freedom tonight. We do not consent to the lies, fear-mongering, and abuse. You all know it's abuse. This is tyrannical leadership, poor leadership. None of you are willing to stand up for our children. This is why we are all here tonight, because we're fed up. We're done asking permission. We're done playing games. The pandemic is over. We are done, Andre. We're done.
That's right.
See the chairs that you're sitting in? We own those chairs.
Mm-hmm.
See these lights? We pay for the lights,
mm-hmm.
not you. And I want to let you know, Emily, you're up in 2022. Greg, you're up in 2022. Marla, you're up in 2022. And Jody, you're up in 2024. I know that myself, I would love to run for school. And I know many, many mothers. So I am going to promise you tonight that I will campaign against you. I will fundraise against you, and I will make sure that none of you ever serve in a public space ever again.
That's right.
The time is up.
Todd, along those lines, dissenters say the jury's still out. You just mentioned that Israeli study, a number of studies are touting natural immunity. What do you believe that means for calls supporting vaccine passports and vaccine credentials?
It's completely ridiculous. There have now been 15 studies of to compare natural immunity with vaccines, and all 15 have shown that in the range of 90% to 95% protection, which is what the mRNA vaccines are at their peak. And now, as we know, they wane very quickly. Another study from Israel found that vaccine protection wanes 40% a month. Natural immunity wanes 5% a month. And we know that it's much better than the more mediocre vaccines like Johnson & Johnson, which even in the clinical trials was only about 66% protection. There is literally no doubt about this anymore. It's also very clear that natural immunity, as we saw in the Israeli study, is very resistant to variants such as the Delta variant because it recognizes the entire protein, whereas the vaccine is only used to target this narrow spike protein. And now we're actually vaccinating people against a spike protein that is now extinct, and not only now extinct, it's been extinct for several generations of variants. And so natural immunity has proven itself on this. And as we see more and more breakthrough infections throughout the country, there are more breakthrough infections in a month There are 35,000 breakthrough infections a week is what the CDC estimated. There have been more breakthrough infections just this spring than
that. You hear the guy go, the jury's still out. Total horse crap. The jury's not out. Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years, and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena, and he's continuing to expose serious issues in the 2020 election, and we need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made-in-American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds, and he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's such a beautiful song. I can't help but get fired up in the face of this attack. I'm just like a dog when I see somebody approaching my territory and attacking me. I get my hackles up and start snapping. It's time, though, to get down on our knees to God and begin to pray and really seek repentance, seek that quiet place, the Most High, that King David talked about. And I get in that quiet place, the Most High, and see things so clearly. But when I get up here on air and just cover all this news, I get angry. Because I know this stuff backwards and forwards, up one side, down the side, just like a lot of you do. And I see all these lazy people in the system just following scripts they're given for money, but they're taking part in Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030, which is the public goal of the megabanks who took the world over through fraud and now don't want us around. They've got automation, they've got computers. And they've got their argument, there's too many people, and they've got their argument that we don't care and we're stupid. And if we don't stand up to them, we do kind of deserve what happens. I don't, you don't, but you know the sheeple do, but still doesn't matter. If we're going to save ourselves, we got to save them. And the children don't deserve this happening to them. And God's watching us. All right, I want to go to your phone calls, James and Riley and Laura and Jordan and Alan and Kyle and Sonny and Josh and Emmanuel and many, many others here today. And then, as I said, there are large quadrants of news that I have not gotten to on critical race theory and on China. Male girly behavior banned. China cracks down on sissy men. Says it's CIA propaganda to destroy the family and their country, which it is. If you want to be a sissy man, that's up to you. But they're doing it to undermine the culture and undermine the society. And China funds Hollywood, owns four of the six production houses, and that's why they fund race war and sissification. By the way, you saw the little comedy thing with Saki, Jen Saki, and that weird guy with the long fingernails. I mean, that guy looks scary as hell. He doesn't look effeminate. He doesn't look like a woman. I wouldn't turn my back on that guy. Would you like that guy to be your accountant? How about your kid's babysitter? He's a deranged lunatic. And I'm not saying ban it. I'm saying that when it's being pushed, it's to destroy civilization, and that's why it's there. And we have Hillary's own emails with the head of a major university psychology department, and she's losing the election. It's about 6 months to the election, and they go, what are we going to do? Increase the culture war. And she says, well, we've already increased it to like as high as we go. He goes, no, we can do it much higher. Attack all the foundations. And that means your jobs, women's spaces, men's spaces, children's spaces. It's all about you don't get any space, you don't get any rest, you don't get any dignity, you don't get your own area, you don't get your own autonomy. Psychology Today, feminizing boys as we masculinize girls. But the girls really aren't masculine. They are worker bees of the system. It's a scientific plan. I mean, wow, you talk about a magic trick turning everybody into this guy. Okay. Let's go ahead. I mean, the Taliban would have fun with it. Let's go ahead and take some calls here. Talk to Jordan in New Jersey, a pharma scientist. Wants to talk about vaccines. Wife took the vaccine. Tell us what happened. Thanks for calling, Jordan.
Thank you, Alex. I'll try to be as brief as possible. Wife took it back in March. I had been out of the pharmaceutical industry for a number of years. I became an attorney, but I saw immediately some neuro cognitive issues. I don't know how else best to describe it. She also had the irregular menstrual cycle as well, and she had been on an IED for I forget how long, you know, not even having her periods. Total Stockholm syndrome. Anything?
Man, what is going on with our phone system? This happened yesterday at the end of the show, and it just happened again. Well, at least he got part of it in. We may have to go back to analog phone lines. Who knows? Make sure nobody's messing with the phone system on the other side, please, for God's sakes. Okay, let's go to Josh in Florida. Sir, call back. We'll get you back on air. I apologize. Josh in Florida, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to make a comment on the state of the Internet and how this all ties in to everything with the COVID pandemic. So in the past, they would do death by a thousand cuts. Now we're in a modern siege where it's more like death by a thousand stabs, where each stab can mean the end. This is all tying in.
Okay, there's definitely something wrong with our phone system. So, this is 2 days in a row. I'm going to put the order in to have an engineering crew come in here and put 7 analog phone lines in. Because I don't know what's going on around this haunted house, and I'm not mad, but we've been having a lot of technical stuff. And I want to just explain this to listeners here. We have to build our own infrastructure, satellite uplinks, encoders, servers, systems. We have to hide what companies we've got, where we put them up, because we're hunted, we're attacked, we're sued to shut us down. Remember, your iPhone has $1 trillion of investment in it. Google has trillions of investment in it. We have tens of millions of investment that you've supported us with to build our own infrastructure, our own TV, radio, network system, to have our own crew, our own people, and I'm very, 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 very thankful. And we're trying to upgrade our equipment. We've upgraded a bunch of it in the last month, and we have a lot of systems that network things, and I think that may be it. So we may have to go back to analog phone lines. Because I'm not going to accept a thing where we can't take calls. That's just not going to happen. I want to take your calls. The caller was making incredible points. And obviously we've got an issue. So I'm going to try as best I can. Let me just go ahead and hit some of this other news here quickly, okay? Male girly behavior banned. China crackdown kicks sissy men off TV. Former House committee votes to require women to register for the military draft. Total slavery. You have a right now, women, to be a slave. All-inclusive university cultural center host barbecue intended for everyone but white people. That happens at every major university now, teaching you racism and that whites are bad. DHS fears Taliban takeover could inspire uprising by U.S. insurrectionists and white supremacists, CNN claims. They had one anonymous post somewhere saying, man, look at that Taliban. Boy, they sure kicked the U.S. government's ass, so can we. That turns into the main new threat projection is veterans, gun owners, and conservatives. They say we are now the Taliban, even though it's the globalists funding and running and arming the Taliban. See the inversion of reality? And, of course, the Taliban are pedophiles like the Democrats. Wow, can't make this up. Biden admitted to help build new border facilities on Tajikistan and Afghan border to respond to security threats, but we don't get a border. And of course, they're going to use that border to actually bring the Afghans in to Europe. The UN sets those up as the invasion points. Biden administration sending Afghans to swing states where they will be housed and fed, and of course, Democrats in the New York Times says, let anybody, including someone that just got here a day ago, vote. Whoever said you need to be a citizen to vote? And boy, they're going to, one of these Afghans just shot up a police station and killed a lady and a bunch of stuff in Dallas, but you didn't ever hear about it on the news. This happened 2 days ago. DHS fears Taliban takeover can inspire. Yeah, right. A new survey of Biden's job approval rating is out. It's not looking good in swing states. But it doesn't matter. He has electronic voting fraud and ballot stuffing with all. They're going to have all those mail-in ballots again. They're going to shut us down next year for sure during the whole election. So get ready for that. They're going to run the same play. Why? Because it worked. And the Republican leaders just sit there like a bunch of dumb monkeys doing nothing. Infowars.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire. It's
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I think somebody's hacked into the digital phone system. We've had stuff like this before, and they're hanging up on people when we go to them. We're rebooting the system and changing the passcode. We change the passcodes around here on a more routine basis. But people get attached to passcodes. That's okay. It's Tim Koske. He runs death camps, too. That's all that matters. He's liberal. And he's got a special shot for you and your family. And I'm going to get to Tim Cook and Apple. They're helping organize with Google all the phone apps with the UN and the Rockefeller Foundation, where you won't be able to leave your house or start a car or buy food unless you are in good steads with them. We're going to be talking about how liberal it all is in just a minute. And speaking of liberal, we spawned transgender. Hold on, you guessed it, turns out to be a registered sex offender facing multiple indecent exposure felonies. Yeah, he went to a gym spa into the women's bathroom where they have a hot tub in front of an 8-year-old girl and her mother and grandmother, and I guess the mother, you bathe naked in there, and he came in there with his ding-a-ling and just said, he started telling them, you like my ding-a-ling? He talked to him about his... About his Johnson and showed it to him and freaked him out. And then the Antifa came and beat people with lead pipes and stabbed people because they protested. The Antifa with all their big Baphomet tattoos and all the rest of it. And they just came and, stabbed and beat with lead pipes. They're heroes. Oh, those evil Asian women in an Asian spa. They thought they'd go steam and hot tub with their family and sit around and bond as women. But guess what? A registered sex offender that likes to expose himself to the old perverts with the trench coats. Those are heroes now. And in California, you can give people HIV and hepatitis. You don't get in trouble on purpose. It's so progressive. Yes, the transgender individual who sparked massive protests and public debate after they flaunted their male genitals. Oh, but they're women. They're women, so it's okay. In front of women and underage girls in Los Angeles, we spa have been found to be registered sex offenders. And guess what's happening all over California and other states? Guess what's happening in California and all those other states? They're Democrat. They're having per prison 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, 14 babies born, and it says in the news, a woman got a woman pregnant. Because if you'll accept that, you'll drink Kool-Aid with cyanide, and you'll do whatever you're told. You'll take vaccines that don't protect you, that kill you, and demand more. And so when I got arrested for DWI, which they dropped because I blew under, like I told the police, it's legal to be in a restaurant and drink maybe a glass and a half of sake. I mean, it was a little bottle between me and my wife. Tiny little bottle. Hours before, and I said, officer, I have a bottle of sake, small sake. Boom, arrested. But that's not the story. When I get down to downtown jail, I'm sitting there, back then, shaved head, beard. I'm built like a gorilla. And the woman looks right at me and says, are you a man or a woman, or what sex are you? And I said, I'm a man, and started giggling. She goes, don't giggle, it's not funny. Are you transgender? And I said, I am transgender. She goes, don't mess with me if you really are. We're going to put you in with the women. I said, yeah, of course I'm joking. So you guys are a bunch of weirdos, man. So I'm not saying they're all bad. The point is that it's a freak show. And she said later, she goes, well, after I blew under and all of it, she goes, well, I understand. I just have to ask those questions. It's horrible, the men that say they're women, and we got to put them in with the women, and they sexually assault them and stuff, and I'm not supposed to talk about it. No kidding. I mean, because I was in there with a bunch of pretty mean dudes. I mean, there was meth heads, and drug addicts, and guys in there for armed robbery and stuff. And, It was not fun, but I was only in there overnight. And I wish I'd have got drunk before I got out there. It was super boring just sitting there all night. No TVs, no nothing. You're just locked up. And it's a side issue. It's just totally insane that's the freak show of virtue signaling. What gender are you? All right, let's continue here, and I'm going to hit the big news when we come back. And they rebooted the phones. We'll see if they work when I go back. I apologize to the listeners. Reddit bans vaccine skeptic subreddit just days after CEO promised to defend dissent. Yeah, you can't tell your stories of death or show even the foreign statistics or national numbers or even CDC documents. You got to just sit there and let us bully you into submission into death. After all, I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio needs to be able to go to a national park and not have any people there. You know, Leonardo DiCaprio's into eugenics, into world government, into Klaus Schwab, personally vacations with him. He'll be an enemy in the future. Long after Schwab's gone, we'll be fighting him. Be real nice to him if you see him in person. Let him kill you, okay? He's better than you. He's a Hollywood star. Why? Since he's a little kid. Probably got passed around back then, back with Titanic time. James Cameron. What's world government, eugenics, and depopulation? Oh, yeah. He's involved. I guess that's probably who turned old Leonardo onto the club. The club we ain't in. The club where we all die. Now, let me come back, because I still got some time here, but I'm going to come back. I need some time on this, and I'll go to your calls. The Orwellian vaccine passport agenda relies on the lie of the social contract. Very important article by Brandon Smith, alt.market.us. We're going to cover that. North Korea rejects offer of nearly 3 million Sinovac COVID-19 shots. So China's refused all of ours, and now North Korea won't trust China. I wonder what they know that we don't know. Old Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-il's little darling son. But when we come back, the vaccine passport nightmare system and more. The information they don't want you to know. Separately, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to stay in the fight. It's all I care about. I am more committed now than ever because now I know I was right about everything. And now I know the globalists are as bad as we thought they were. They're worse. And I know that we've had a big effect. I know the globalists are in trouble. I know their agenda is not going well. That's why they went ahead and went all out with this bum rush. And I know that I've already paid quite a bit. And I'm going to pay more for what I've done. So I want to make sure we win. And this is really personal for me. I know it's personal for you. They're coming after you and your family. So there isn't a place you can spend money to get better products that make your life better and at the same time funding an organization dedicated to taking on the globalists. And I'd love to be way out in the black and have a whole bunch of extra money to try to do that. But what happens is when I bring sponsors on, that just brings down how much we sell in the shopping carts. So I'm just always like in this equilibrium zone of projects I could do that would really devastate the globalists, but I don't have the cashola. So go get your vitamin mineral fusion. Go get your natural defense. Go get your beard and hair formula and nails and skin formula. It's really a great multivitamin mineral for 50% off. Get your Vaso Beats that's 50% off, that creates nitrous oxide in the blood that's so good for your capillaries, your heart, your whole body. We've got the Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, 40% off. Pollen Block, 40% off. We're selling out of a lot of these products, and it funds our entire operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And please get some of the great activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. It's amazing. And we also have a lot of other great products like storable food ready to ship right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back. Stay with us. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we got the phone system back up, and I think I'm just going to open the phones up again tomorrow, but the whole 4 hours. Seriously, I want to take a lot of your calls, and I'm sorry we didn't get to you. Things have glitches, things have issues, but Jordan was able to get back in. The pharma scientist called back, and I believe from memory you were talking about a girlfriend or somebody close to you. She has had major health problems since she took the vax, brain fog, uterine problems, and then the phone system kicked you off. Go ahead, Jordan.
Thank you, Alex. I'm glad I got back through. So in any event, she had all of it. She had the false positive on the breast cancer screen. She had the kidney reexamination. You name it. The only thing she didn't have, thank God, was a cardiac arrest or anything of that nature or a stroke. Although she is now having some strange effects there. But it led me to do a lot of research and put on my old information scientist pharmaceutical hat. And I just want to share this with everybody. I talked to Owen Troyer on the War Room about this in the past. I want everybody to be alerted to the N3 program. That's N as in Nancy 3 program by DARPA, who heavily funded these Moderna shots. okay? There's a whole team of people, one of whom was Charles Lieber, who Dr. Merritt has pointed out on numerous occasions on various platforms. Are you still there, Alex?
I am, brother.
Okay. So this whole Lieber thing is part of the it's the talent. The Chinese have a program that Lieber was a part of, as well as other notable scientists in nanotechnology, okay? Now, the N3 program is part of it flows out of the Brain Initiative started by Obama during the Obama administration. I urge everybody to look into all of this. Now, there's multiple different projects. It all has to do with the singularity, by and large, and the Internet of Things and all the rest of it.
Sure, and how big is it? I know where you're going, that the Japanese have now confirmed and canceled the Moderna shot because it has liquid nanometal in it and is killing people. Looks like they put too much of the metal in. But what scientists have told me is they're basically putting a trackable digital plug into all of us.
Correct. That is, I verified the research, and I'm going to launch my own website, and I'll try to get through to you or Owen and announce it so that it, and it's a resource of published papers of these people. Now, it's the Thousand Talents program by China, and all this stuff is also involved with DASIC and the rest of it. Now, the key to the N3 is that they plan, in their plan, and this is, you can go look this up if you search this on the Internet, because they just...
I remember Obama. Obama puts tens of billions into the brain and advanced interfaces in nanotech for the brain. I remember. Obama launches the brain program with MIT.
Yes. And this is part of what they're doing, and this ties into the transhuman aspect of it. You're right about it killing people, but the people that survive, they want them to be fully integrated, right? And to do testing on them. So one of the
they're using us as guinea pigs. That's exactly what they're doing. This is a transhumanist revolution. Schwab said, we are going to take over your body and your very cells. This is a rape.
Yes, and what they did with
it's the brain research through advanced innovative neurotechnologies or the Brain Initiative.
Correct. And N3 is the DARPA program, and they dump, and it's public fact, they dump hundreds of thousands, if not millions, or hundreds of millions of dollars into Moderna, who never released a product to market until this.
And then Moderna releases it, and Japan bans it because it's got liquid nanometal in it.
Yes, and what they stated in their own research, in their own public documents, they do news reports. Patel is a big company in this. Well, everybody look up BATELLE. Okay, they're taking over the next phase of this because of what happened with Lieber. So they had to cut out part of Harvard and MIT because it was compromised by the Chinese, because there's two different factions here of these globalist lobbies, or multiple ones, right? So what the plan was to insert DNA in a specific neuron, right, or in this case mRNA, right, and have them make proteins. So the protein spikes are not just to kill people. They have cytotoxic effects. You're right. Everybody's right about that. But the proteins themselves set up what's called a PPI. It's a protein-to-protein interface system. So, and this is so that the first type of protein absorbs light when a neuron's firing, okay? To detect the neural activity. And this is the Lucerase thing. This is all being injected in everybody to track neural activity and to also manipulate it. This is very important. Everybody knows this. This is part of this program, and this whole Japanese disclosure is hugely important. And this is a weakness, and this has to be exploited by every info warrior out there. And I just wanted to get that through to you, Alex, and I'm glad I was able to get a hold of you.
I'm glad you called, brother. You should come on as a guest sometime. Send us your information. Get his information. Because everything you're saying, I've already read the report, Chaps. You're right, you're a scientist, so you can come on and explain it to us. But, people, this is the year 2021. They're really making this move. And so Moderna, obviously, is the most magnetic injection. Same stuff's in the Pfizer. And the best we can tell is it's some kind of metal ring structure protein that grows in the body. So it doesn't just travel around. You notice they give you a big injection. Most vaccines are a tiny bit. This is a lot because they are loading you up, and then it replicates in your body. And those it doesn't take to, or those that overproduce, die. Those that underproduce have the cell matrix grow in you. This is unbelievable, folks. This is real. This is total takeover. Graphene-based micromonitors constructed by microscales. Yep, and that's what DARPA's been up to. So, I mean, they don't want to just rape your children. They don't want to just rape your privacy. They are raping you. And there they are producing the black material, the little nanoparticles to track you, and put it in your body. And I remember back with the H1N1, the year before they put H1N1 out, quote, as a simulant virus in the flu, and then it created the flu the next year. That came out in the news. Yeah, there they are with the graphite, the graphene oxide, creating the black metal substance they put in your injections. Wow. That guys, remind me at the end of the show to shoot a special report on this and give this to Greg Reese. Spanish study finds Pfizer vaccine contains high levels of toxic graphene oxide, which is where they're making the Moderna shot, is in Madrid. And that's what you take here. It's what you take in Japan. I mean, folks, they just think you're an idiot and they're going to kill you. I mean, it's just pure evil. Okay, they want to merge with machine. They said they're going to merge with silicon. They're testing it on us. They're going to find out who can survive, who can do it. Then they're going to basically kidnap you, suck your blood out, create an immortal cell line that is able to merge with machine and then give it to themselves. That's just one little side thing. I didn't say it was scary. That's the truth. They will murder you and your family. That's their main goal. But become God in the process, in the sacrifice of you and your family. All right, Michael got cut off yesterday when the phone system failed. He's back on. I'm glad he got on. Michael in Mass about genetic rewrite. That's exactly where we are. You had a question and you got cut off. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for getting me back on again. I knew you didn't hang up on me because I had you on my TV. But anyways, so yeah, can you hear me?
I can.
But yeah, thanks, Alex. Anyway, so like, yeah, when you say like a genetic rewrite of the planet, like, and I remember you just like reposted that like Alien Covenant special you did like a couple of years ago, but you reposted it and you referred to it in there too. So like, I was just wondering if you could like tie that together. What do you mean by that? Like, what's the connection that they were really telling us in Alien Covenant and Prometheus? And how does that tie into like the vaccine, like this vaccine now? Can you like kind of?
Yeah, no, that was I did that Alien Covenant report 8 years ago, 9 years ago. And, of course, got banned off YouTube, but it's posted it banned on video now. And in that movie, they tell you what they really think, and they think we came from aliens from Sirius. That's in all the Babylonian and Egyptian carvings. And before the director came out and said it, I said that this is their religion, is transpermia and all this other stuff. And so they believe aliens made us and that the aliens are us. And that they had to depopulate the Earth before the aliens will come and give them advanced life. So that's why in the next episode of the Prometheus movie, you know, it's the extermination of that planet of humanoids by their own species. Yeah. And so it's all
and
about
like modifying our DNA, like with this first, like with this vaccine.
They're marking us for death. I mean, they're prepared. It's a binary weapon. They're also testing to see who they can merge it with. And they believe that playing God means you build worlds, you destroy worlds. I'm going to hold you over. You have to understand, every culture gets taken over by this group, and then they do human sacrifice. And then finally, they want to kill themselves as well to then merge with the new silicon planet they're building. And so all of that is basically an allegory in these films. We'll come back and explain it all. But their main mission is murder you and your family. Murder you and your family.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hour, but I'm going to host some of the next hour, and then Jay Dyer takes over the last 45 minutes. The War Room's reviewing today with Owen Schroyer. Every day we're on air is a blessing. Every day that you realize you are the InfoWar and tell folks how you're listening and how they can tune in is amazing. Okay, briefly next hour, I'm going to get into some of the world ID and how it's rolling out and how to stop it, in my view, and what will happen if we don't stop it. Because it's the big enchilada. It's the big issue. And Greg Reese's amazing report that's posted at InfoWars.com, or it should be if it's not, the mark of the beast has arrived is so incredibly important. But let's go back to Michael and Mass. Michael, they believe that depopulating us, again, is an act of God. And Ray Kurzweil and all of them say, we will depopulate you. We must do this to become the gods. He says, I don't believe in God. I will become a god. He goes, and I will step on you like a bug, or maybe I'll keep you like a houseplant. And so if we roll over to these psychos, then we deserve what we get. But, yeah, you've heard me talk about a genetic reroute of the planet. They say, oh, we're saving the Earth, get rid of humans. They don't care about toxic waste or death. They say they're going to build any worlds they want. They talk about it in their transhumanist literature that they're going to be gods. But they all say we must first transcend humanity. The carbon life form is horrible. That's why they have Wall Street Journal articles about looking forward to the end of humanity. COVID has showed us we're failed. We're never going to rise again. We must give up our bodies. That's what they're up to. Anything else, Michael?
Real quick. Yeah, I was just going to say, like, I think your analysis about, because, you know, most of the papers for, like, COVID, it seems like it's like a 2 to a 5 year plan. So what I think is going to happen is this winter, when everyone's immune system's down from no sunlight, vitamin D, and then the vaccine lowering their immune system, they're going to spike the death rate this winter, just like they did in like spring 2020. You know how like it was like coronavirus death in spring 2021, and then the next day it was like 10,000. Like they just spiked it. You know,
exactly. But sir, let me just tell you. The life expectancy of the U.S. just went down in the last 6 months, 2 years. It didn't go down last year. It just went down 2 years just from the amount of death from the vaccines and the shedding. A January 6th lawyer is now on a ventilator. I have a Zero Hedge article I'll cover next segment. Schools everywhere are closing. People are deathly ill all over. They have a gorilla on their chest. This is real. And it's mainly vaccinated people, people that have been around vaccinated people. So you're going to see way more debt this winter and this fall than you saw last year. I totally agree with you, and it's all engineered. They're going to blame the unvaccinated when it's them. People like Mitt Romney, the shedders that have taken the aborted fetal tissue, grown, cloned human genomes, and are now the cancer factories. I mean, Mitt Romney is a demonic being now that's taken on the body of dead children and producing cancer. He's literally like a big black smokestack just belching satanic evil. While that Satanist tells you that you are the devil and tells you that you're bad and you're infecting people when he is nothing but an Antichrist puppet. I appreciate your call. All right, let's go to Frank in South Africa. Frank, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Man, I'm just watching the depopulation begin, brother. Everything they foretold, it's happening.
Okay, so let me just say this. I just want to say first things first. I honestly believe that you truly are God sent. Second of all, I do want to tell all the people out there, please, if you can, you have to support Alex, Mike Lindell, all of these guys, because for everything that's happening around us, this was ordained by God. So that's the first thing. Next thing I want to say, Alex, is I've been following the Illuminati now probably for about 21 years. I've been following you for 20, and I've been trying to convert people for 2 decades now, and unfortunately, over the last 6 months, I have lost every single friend I've ever had. I've had fights with family because everybody's just going for the vaccine. They're just falling in line with the system because...
It's spiritual. It's spiritual. They're locked in a spiritual bondage.
Well, look, here's the thing, though. I've been studying the Bible, and I've been comparing the Bible to world events my entire life. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. Nobody understands what's going on. Except for literally like 5 people. My dad, unfortunately, is one of them. Me and him have never been close in our lives. And the truth is, let me say it like this. What's really happening is this all started in 2020. 2030 is the end of the line for these guys or for us, depending on what happens. But look, we do know what happens then. Jesus is going to come back.
No, you're right. The globalists all say by 2047 they must have defeated us. All humans must be exterminated and merged with Lucifer's machine, or they're going to be destroyed. They say they must kill everyone by. They say we will be complete. Humans will be eradicated by 2047.
Let me say it like this. I do want to have a lot more of a conversation with you. Like I can speak for hundreds of hours about this topic, but. There's just too many things to cover in such short space of time, so I just want to make it short. My question to you is, like, what would you want me to tell you about the future? Because I'll tell you.
Well, brother, I'm glad. I mean, if you say tell you about the future, I think we also determine the future. We're on a path. Yes. Satan has his plan. God has his plan. And we work through that, and it's a test. But I really appreciate you calling and listening for 20 years. You want to comment on the Mark of the Beast and this whole system?
Yes. So, look. Obviously, the system started a long time ago. Computers was basically the birth of AI because the beast that we read of in the Bible is actually AI. And what's happening is this black matter that they've been farming at CERN for the last few years is now actually alive because that's how demons come from interdimensionals into our physical reality. Now they're fusing it with human DNA. So what the Vax project is all about is they're vaxing as many as they can. And I promise you, let's start following up. Where are all the corpses going and happening? Because I believe they're going to use those corpses to examine what happened to the DNA because they are looking for compatibility. They're dying. Their genes and their race is dying. They've been interbreeding for too long through the bloodline. They are dead and dying, and now they want fresh meat. You know, this is how...
And that's why all the royals and Rothschilds all say... We want to get rid of all humans. I just heard a London Guardian headline saying we want all humans exterminated. That's the headline. We are going to, they're doing it. But because they don't see themselves as human. There it is. I campaign for the extinction of the human race. With us gone, other species will have a chance to recover. That's just making you feel guilty so you die. They want to take everything over. You think a psycho that wants to kill all humans cares about the Earth?
Not at all. Look, actually, what they're doing to the Earth is called terraforming. So what they're doing is they're spraying chemicals. They're loading it with lead, and I'll tell you why. Because David Icke mentioned something many years ago, and he talked about how they basically copper blood, so they can live in a much thinner oxygen atmosphere than humans can. So that's why they're polluting the air, because they're acclimatizing, first of all, our genetics.
Well, there's no doubt they want lower oxygen levels. The Earth's never had this low oxygen levels or this low carbon dioxide. I mean, it's gone up the last 100 years, but before that, carbon dioxide was hundreds of times higher. Oxygen was way higher. We lived longer. You're absolutely right. God bless you, Frank. I got to get to everybody, okay? Wow, there's so many big new articles at Infowars.com. Outraged parents address school board after Project Veritas expose Marxist teacher indoctrinating them. And here's the big article here saying, kill all humans on Earth, London Guardian. And, of course, that's right before they released the bioweapon. Or right after they started it, January 10th last year. Thank you, sir, for the call. Great points. Okay, who's up next here? That would be Justin in California. Justin, go ahead.
Hey, sir. Thank you. Calling from San Diego, and I first wanted to talk about the county commissioner meeting that we just had. Where they were discussing the misinformation about COVID. And then I wanted to run an idea by you after that.
Go ahead, sir.
Cool. So I have a couple bullet points here. First of all, Nathan Fletcher is the chairman of our county commissioner board, and he actually has a profile page on the World Economic Forum. So I'm not sure how many people know about that, but it's kind of interesting to check that out. There's also known campaign contributions from George Soros to this man. And when we were all down there, you could just tell that he wasn't listening to anything that any of us were saying. We had hundreds of speakers that signed up, waited all morning, all day to speak to this man, to this board. And you could tell it was just, you know, going right through him. He didn't care what we had to say. And I wanted to point out that out of all those people that were there to speak, there was no pro speakers for the agenda item that he was proposing. There was no pro speakers in person. They only called in. And every one of them, I listened to every one of these calls from home. I was down there in the morning. I went home, listened to every one of them on the live stream with my AirPods in. The only people that called in to voice their support, they were all medical professionals. They were all representing some sort of medical, you know, establishment, some sort of critical care center or something, a doctor's association. They were all obviously paid by Big Pharma, and even they showed video. They had these video segments that they showed, and it was just junk. It was pure propaganda, and anyone that has eyes to see can tell that it was propaganda. It was so obvious. And the against, this is the other thing I wanted to point out. There are several that called in against that would have been on our side, basically saying, and for anyone that doesn't know what this was about, it was basically saying that the county commissioner board or the county can now determine what is misinformation. So if we say ivermectin,
that's right, they now officially come out and want to make it illegal to have free speech. Thank you for the call.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.